Jasher chapter 28. And in those days after the death of Abraham, in that year the Lord brought a heavy famine in the land. And whilst the famine was raging in the land of Canaan, Isaac rose up to go down to Egypt on account of the famine, as his father Abraham had done. And the Lord appeared that night to Isaac, and he said to him, "Do not go down to Egypt, but rise and go to Gerar, to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, and remain there till the famine shall cease." And Isaac rose up and went to Gerar as the Lord commanded him, and he remained there a full year. And when Isaac came to Gerar, the people of the land saw that Rebekah, his wife, was of a beautiful appearance. And the people of Gerar asked Isaac concerning his wife, and he said, "She is my sister," for he was afraid to say she was his wife, lest the people of the land should slay him on account of her. And the princes of Abimelech went and praised the woman to the king, but he answered them not, neither did he attend to their words. But he heard them say that Isaac declared her to be his sister. So the king reserved this within himself. And when Isaac had remained 3 months in the land, Abimelech looked out at the window, and he saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah his wife. For Isaac dwelt in the outer house belonging to the king, so that the house of Isaac was opposite the house of the king. And the king said unto Isaac, "What is this thou hast done to us, in saying of thy wife, 'She is my sister'? How easily might one of the great men of the people have lain with her, and thou wouldst then have brought guilt upon us?" And Isaac said unto Abimelech, "Because I was afraid lest I die on account of my wife, therefore I said, 'She is my sister.'" At that time Abimelech gave orders to all his princes and great men, and they took Isaac and Rebekah his wife and brought them before the king. And the king commanded that they should dress them in princely garments and make them ride through the streets of the city and proclaim before them throughout the land, saying, "This is the man and this is his wife. Whoever toucheth this man or his wife shall surely die." And Isaac returned with his wife to the king's house. And the Lord was with Isaac, and he continued to wax great and lacked nothing. And the Lord caused Isaac to find favor in the sight of Abimelech, and in the sight of all his subjects. And Abimelech acted well with Isaac, for Abimelech remembered the oath and the covenant that existed between his father and Abraham. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, "Behold, the whole earth is before thee. Dwell wherever it may seem good in thy sight until thou shalt return to thy land." And Abimelech gave Isaac fields and vineyards and the best part of the land of Gerar, to sow and reap and eat the fruits of the ground until the days of the famine should have passed by. And Isaac sowed in that land and received 100-fold in the same year. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great, and he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants. And when the days of the famine had passed away, the Lord appeared to Isaac and said unto him, "Rise up, go forth from this place, and return to thy land, to the land of Canaan." And Isaac rose up and returned to Hebron, which is in the land of Canaan, he and all belonging to him, as the Lord commanded him. And after this, Shelach, the son of Arpachshad, died in that year, which is the 18th year of the lives of Jacob and Esau. And all the days that Shelach lived were 433 years, and he died. At that time Isaac sent his younger son, Jacob, to the house of Shem and Eber, and he learned the instructions of the Lord. And Jacob remained in the house of Shem and Eber for 32 years. And Esau his brother did not go, for he was not willing to go. And he remained in his father's house in the land of Canaan. And Esau was continually hunting in the fields to bring home what he could get. So did Esau all the days. And Esau was a designing and deceitful man, one who hunted after the hearts of men and inveigled them. And Esau was a valiant man in the field, and in the course of time went as usual to hunt. And he came as far as the field of Seir, the same is Edom. And he remained in the land of Seir, hunting in the field 1 year and 4 months. And Esau there saw in the land of Seir the daughter of a man of Canaan, and her name was Jehudith, the daughter of Beeri, son of Ephah, from the families of Heth, the son of Canaan. And Esau took her for a wife, And he came unto her. 40 years old was Esau when he took her, and he brought her to Hebron, the land of his father's dwelling place, and he dwelt there. And it came to pass in those days, in the 110th year of the life of Isaac, that is, in the 50th year of the life of Jacob, in that year died Shem, the son of Noah. Shem was 600 years old at his death. And when Shem died, Jacob returned to his father to Hebron, which is in the land of Canaan. And in the 56th year of the life of Jacob, people came from Haran, and Rebekah was told concerning her brother Laban, the son of Bethuel. For the wife of Laban was barren in those days, and bare no children, and also all his handmaids bare none to him. And the Lord afterward remembered Adinah, the wife of Laban. And she conceived and bare 2 daughters, and Laban called the names of his daughters, the name of the elder, Leah, and the name of the younger, Rachel. And those people came and told these things to Rebekah. And Rebekah rejoiced greatly that the Lord had visited her brother, and that he had got children.